the right now?
Do what now, son?
Do what now?
Do what now, son?
Do dummy, when you're ready to place a legit order, then call us back.
Do what now?
Do what now?
You fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington.
Do what now?
If there is ever a nuclear emergency, special fire precautions should be taken, particularly if you plan to use a home shelter. Keep out the intense heat rays from a nuclear explosion by closing your doors, windows, and Venetian blinds. If you don't have Venetian blinds, coat windows with whitewash, household cleaning powder, even mud, or cover windows with aluminum foil. Unless authorities advise otherwise, fill buckets and bathtubs with water. Keep a garden hose connected. Fill containers with sand for firefighting. If it's an electrical fire, shut off the electricity first at the main switch, then put out the flame. If it's an oil or grease fire, shut off the supply of whatever is burning. Smother the flame. Don't use water. With a gas fire, shut off the gas supply. Then use water, sand, or earth to put out the fire. Act quickly. To know the danger of fire and what to do about it, consult your local civil defense director.
He spares no one. He was forgotten, but he was.
Who made it?
I made it.
Oh. Matt is here. Neon is here. Right?
Yep, I'm here.
Turkey ass train wreck made it.
I was just listening to Let Me Poop.
Oh, Let Me Poop. What's that, a song?
That song, it has, when I first found it, it had 30,000 views. Now it has 3,800,000.
Damn. It's not a rappy thing, is it?
No, it's some little girl singing Let Me Poop.
Oh, that's right. I heard you talk about it. Yes.
All right. Zach said he is good to go at like 8, I believe.
Your time, so that's 9.
Yeah,
so that's
it's like a little over 2 hours.
Hour 45.
Yeah.
Give or take a minute or two. All right, well, you give me the high sign when you're ready to flip over.
Yeah. It says I don't have Skype Premium anywhere. What the fuck?
I thought you did. You were always the video guy.
Told me the same thing.
Oh.
Hey guys.
Well, train wreck, I thought you just had it for a week.
No. I paid for it.
Oh, you paid. Yeah.
Sucker.
I'm gay for pay, you know?
Yeah. There's ways around that. So that ass, man. So.
Her rappy's been putting shit back up again.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? I saw you advertise some stuff for sale here. Or you said you'd pay cash for an old wooden baseball bat? Hello?
Excuse me?
You'd pay cash, what? You want to pay cash for old wooden baseball bats made in Dixon?
You've got the wrong number.
It says here that, wait, no, you're the one that has 6 Shorties.
Yes, I have 2 left.
Oh, you got 2 left? Why? What's wrong with those 2? Are they stupid?
No.
I'm not joking. They're not stupid, right?
No, they're not stupid.
They're not going to run away? They're not going to, like, pee on stuff?
They're actually using the little pee pads really good.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I thought they would be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? So sell me on them. I mean, what's the deal?
Do what now? I'm sorry.
So what are, Jesus Christ, what's a Shorkie? Is it a Yorkie and what, like a Shih Tzu?
Stupid.
Yes.
She really said, do what now? I love it.
Yeah. So you have,
hey,
a, you have
you
a Shih Tzu?
Hey, you dingbat broad. I actually made a t-shirt that said that on it.
You have a Shih Tzu already.
Yes, I the Shih Tzu is the mom.
I want the Shih Tzu. I want the Shih Tzu. I want to eat it.
Oh, no.
I want to eat it. Is it tasty?
I was just watching a Vice thing about the dog eating.
Oh, the Chinese
China.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
I told some people about that. That was nuts.
Part two is up today.
They were both already up on the Vice.
Yeah, yeah.
The Vice site. Of some native quarter. Fucking cigarettes. Man, remember that show when I couldn't stop coughing? That one show you were on.
So, is my video not working? Is it working?
I saw it just a second ago. Yeah, it was working.
And now it's
I need Skype Premium. Right?
And I just went to buy Skype Premium, and it's like apparently not available.
Okay, everybody, give $10 to Skype, so it shut the fuck up. All right.
I was just at it, and I can't figure out where to give it money.
Got quite the dilemma there. Hey, there's iPhone 5C in that? Would you like to, or are you holding off on pranks till later?
Oh, yeah, but I can do whatever, man. That's cool.
Don't you get burnt out.
Yeah. What am I buying?
iPhone 5C for cheap.
Ooh. For cheap.
Yeah. The iPhone 5C is the one that is the iPhone reachable. That nobody wants.
It's not reachable because it's a piece of shit phone.
Sucks. It stink.
Yeah.
It stinks.
Yep.
Remember the critic used to always say it stinks.
For you are trying to call is not.
It was in the intro. It was like
remember
the last thing
when
he
was on the when he was in the nut house on The Simpsons, and they went through like the rooms of the asylum, and they showed him in there saying it stinks, it stinks. And they're like, yes, Mr. Sherman, everything stinks.
I remember the episode where he was the judge in the film festival.
Yeah.
The one that Mulder won.
Don't cry for me. I'm already dead. Said Barney.
But it was Mulder that won it, right? For the football and the balls.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny on so many levels.
Man gets hit by groin. Gets hit and groin. Whatever it is. Oh.
I liked Barney's with this don't cry for me, I'm already dead, and then the bottle rolled out of his hand and shit. Oh, that was good. Dude, this late in the day therapy kicked my fucking ass.
You got iPhone 5C?
Is it ringing?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, iPhone man. Sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Oh, you're the guy with the iPhone, the 5S, right? The good one. You got the S?
No.
What do you got? The C for crap? It's crap one.
All I have is a Samsung Galaxy Ace style. That's all I have.
This is iPhone 5C here, motherfucker.
Dude, did you steal all these phones?
What are you talking about?
How do you have these phones? Do you have a mirror with duct tape on it that you're trying to pass off as an iPad?
Jolanta. Do you know Jolanta?
Do you have fake glasses?
Stupid. Are you black?
Right. Actually, now that I noticed, he said text only. I cannot receive calls. Well, I guess we put
what a liar!
What a liar!
I'm gonna grab another.
Neon and me are gonna shut on him because he is a liar, right? Neon.
Sure.
We'll straight him up.
Hey, I found something.
What do you found?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You got a Ford A350 box truck?
Yeah.
Okay, how many pieces is it?
What do you mean, pieces?
It says it's still in the box, right?
No, that's a box truck.
Yeah, exactly. It's still boxed up. It's the kind of trucks that you get in the mail from Sears catalog, Sears Roebuck Company, and you put
no,
it together.
It's a full vehicle you drive.
Then what's the box about? How big is the box?
The box is, about 16 feet long.
That's it? How does the whole truck fit in there?
Yeah.
How does the whole truck fit in that?
Is he stupid?
Can you answer that question?
What are you talking about?
Are you stupid, Gene?
Here.
Are you stupid?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, boy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, sir, and yourself?
Yeah, is this Gene?
Yes, sir.
Big Fat Gene, the dancing machine?
Well, it's more like a big old teddy bear anymore.
Oh, yeah? I'll pull you down your pants and make that decision. Because bears have big sexual organs. I don't know. We'd have to check you. Anyway, so I see you got a 4D-350 truck in the box still that's got to be put together?
No. I mean, what are you calling about?
Ford E-350 box truck for sale.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I'm asking how many pieces is in the box?
Y'all have a nice day.
No, I will not. You mean tomorrow? Because today's over. You mean like tomorrow have a nice day? Gene.
Hey, it's Matt Albert.
Who's doing dishes or something?
I turn on the dishwasher. Is it really bothering?
It's all right, I guess.
Oh. You want me to kill it?
That's all right. No, don't kill your
dishwasher. Don't kill your washing machine.
Because you gotta have it off for your show. It's all right. This
no.
is just
oh, yeah.
93 Astrovan runs and drives. Good. That's very good that it runs and drives.
Ooh, that is a plus. That's what you call two major selling points.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
On your webcam, like on the main window of Skype, it seems very dark, but if I move Skype on another screen, the small screen on the other screen is like more bright. Is that is that something with your setting or?
I think you have a virus. You have the dim
it's
virus problem.
Doing something. Let's is it see. Video settings?
Yeah.
Change webcam settings. It just did this tonight because it's saying that it wants to give me premium.
Yeah, right. No, but that's all right.
Oh, shit. So they're darkening out the fucking video now when you don't have...
What? Yes, they are, I guess.
So
unless
it is free, I guess.
Skype,
I guess it's to the point where it is free, but you gotta see them.
There's no way to buy the premium, though. I just went to the thing.
Did you Google it?
No. Come on, man.
I'm sure people are talking about it in the comic blogs. Come on, Matt. You're always a group video guy.
Yeah, I know.
We can see Neon right now. She's probably having it. Neon, do you want to buy that Astrovan? It's 93. It's a good year.
Okay.
Right. What were you, like 20 that year?
No. I'm not going to say how old I was.
20.
She was.
Not old enough to drive.
What?
It's 15.
15, yeah.
I think I was 18 or 19 or something.
I was 12.
I was 12, too. Oh, wait, you're the same age as me? Ew.
No.
No, 93. I was 20. I was 13. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the old man here.
I was 13 or 14.
And I'm the youngest.
Old man fucking Hillock.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the 93 Astrovan.
Yes.
Do you still have it?
Yes.
What color is it?
It is blue.
It's blue?
Yeah.
Let's see. What'd you use it for?
I just bought it to use it as a family vehicle, but we went with something else.
Are you Southern?
Yeah, I still have it.
Yeah, you're Southern. Okay. Did you take it out on the bayou with the blue bayou?
Do what now?
Do.
Did you take it out on the blue bayou?
I can't hardly understand you.
Do what now?
I can't hardly understand you.
Do what now?
Do what now, son? You take this out on the bayou.
Wow, there's been two do what nows.
Sorry. I know.
That shit's kind of priceless. Fucking hicks always say do what now.
I know. With the thumbs in their jeans pockets. Sir, are you there still? Come on. Don't be like that. We want a van. We're traveling hippies.
Yay. We're like the Manson family on crack.
The creepy crawlers.
Yeah. We'll rearrange your furniture all fucking night, yo.
All right. Bye.
Pregnant.
You lost your shit there almost with the...
When he said, do what now? I was like, oh my God.
Two in a row, man. Right. For sale gas log fireplace. I already called them. They put their ad back on.
Somebody the other day on Facebook was saying that Neon is really Roxy. Or Stacy.
I got a feeling Neon doesn't want to talk about that.
That's so stupid. I'm like,
that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. They sound nothing like
that. Yeah.
I mean, all respect for everybody else out there, but I'm my own person.
People used to say that Samantha sounded like Roxy, or vice versa. And I'm like,
yeah, I know. It's like, they're girls. They all sound alike.
They sound like girls.
We all sound like we have a vagina. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Sloppy.
That's Michael J. Horse. Listening to all the shows all the time. It's like...
Ben K just said that we're funny. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben. Ben.
Isn't that one of them that said I sounded like her? I mean,
oh, I don't know. Maybe. Well, yeah, it's really. I can't even seem like there's no way other than the fact that you're both broads. You don't sound anything like.
Other than you don't have an Adam's apple, that's the only similarity. Yeah. Well, Matt, hey, on that subject, on the subject of Adam's apples, what happened? That video that you posted today, did you really got fired for that shit?
In the day.
How'd they find out? How'd your boss find out, or whoever it was?
I don't, they must have been like combing YouTube or something. Cause it just said it was called, like when I had it up, it was called like cell phone hut tour. It wasn't even said like, and somehow AT&T legal got to my contractor because I was, you know, contracted through I wasn't working for AT&T, but I was, and like this dude needs his ID, we need him out of there. They were pissed. But they acted like, well, they just need your ID for a minute.
What was your complaint? That you showed the inside of it?
I guess.
Or that you had the PLA sticker on and
I don't know.
And the affiliation. Really? It's weird. I'm showing the inside of it. What's the big fuck is? You figure it's gonna have, you know, shit like that. What's secret there that they're showing that no one knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you've got probably T1 lines or fiber coming in and whatever else it takes to create the signals.
Yeah. And coax is going up to the fucking antennas.
Yeah, you can see that shit already anyway.
Yeah. It was, I don't know. Dumb. Yeah. But, yeah, it was, they didn't say, like, you're fired, but I got sent home from a job and never got a call back from that contracting outfit.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that, bro. Like,
dang. Yeah.
But at least you're able to still claim unemployment in that case, if you had to.
I don't think I was working long enough. Yeah, I was on this one. I was really on some sketchy shit, like, barely hanging on for a while.
Wow.
I was selling all my DVDs.
CDs for, like, beer money and shit. I would go to, like, a store, and then they'd pay me, like, $1 a piece for movies. And I'm like, all right, I got a giant stack here.
Nice. Nice, but still, good idea.
I was just getting by for a while. But everything's good now. I'm living off the government dime, right?
Yep. The government.
All I had to do is develop a severe neurological disorder to get free money.
Yeah, it by your car or fell from down the stair.
Yeah, I'll break your leg at work with me.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I broke my leg going to buy more beer on Christmas Eve. I wasn't working then.
Yeah. I didn't even take that seriously until, like, a few months in, and I was like, wait a minute, because I just thought it was, like, some kind of odd ankle injury, and then I heard you, like, a few months in, and you were still in the hospital, and all that shit. I was like, what?
Yeah, the first thing I did, like, all this is from, like, when my MS was undiagnosed, is what was making me walk stupid. Like, I broke my ankle, that trimiliar fracture, like, I think, like, you had, you know, you break all the little bones down there, and I had to have surgery. And then I got, like, betterish from that. And then I went up to visit Jen and just slipped in the apartment and just broke my fucking, my whole leg bone above that ankle.
Damn.
And then that laid me up like fucking crazy. Yeah, it was rough, yo.
All right, sorry. I got another van here. A Dodge Ram? Is it a Dodge Ram? No, it's a truck. It's a man's truck.
I hear Dodge trucks are, in fact, Ram tough. Do what now?
I was telling Neon to do it. I want to see if a woman can get out of a truck.
Hello?
Yeah, you have a Dodge Ram machine?
Yeah.
You drive it every day?
Yeah, I drive it every day.
Oh, so it probably stinks in there like fart and stuff like that. Right?
Mm.
What's?
I don't get it. It stinks like farts.
Oh, do I get to test the seats out? Can I smell them?
Can you smell them? Whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat, you know.
I'll definitely smell the driver's side. Do you have a passenger in it a lot?
I think you're a freak, man.
I am, but still, that doesn't mean you can deny me to buy a truck. Well, I think you're a freak.
He's a kid, you smell it.
Smell it.
All right, Neon, you can come in as a spouse to ask him about it.
And you smell what Carlito's cooking.
Hello, Peggerhead.
Hey, you still selling that truck, son?
I am still selling that truck, son.
You still selling it or what? I'm calling for it.
I don't think y'all want a truck. Y'all just want to play practical jokes.
Don't you want a lady in that front seat, son? Don't you want me in that front seat?
Smelling them farts, getting her pussy all wet.
I'll take you to that sloppy climax, you know what I'm saying?
I take you kind of candy shop.
There you go.
Hey, RBCP.
Those are pussy farts.
Hey, train wreck.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Hey. Welcome to the show.
Who invited
you guys? Did you know that smelling farts is a good way to keep from getting Ebola? I read it today.
Nice. Yep. Ooh. That's true. I saw it on Facebook.
Let me do that right now.
You can't smell your own, though. You have to smell someone else's.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Is that really? It'll keep the Ebola out of you.
You should try it. You should go smell your mom's farts.
I'm not worried about the Ebola, though. I'm not around too many strangers.
I know, I'm a shut-in. It's like,
yeah.
All of us in the prank community, we're completely safe.
Yeah. We're all freaking shut-ins, yeah.
We'll be the only ones left.
Right.
Yep. Looking here, looking to buy a full-view storm door. All right.
So what, you can view the storm coming?
Yep.
I don't know what that's
stand
about.
Right at it and just watch, like, wow, this is a very
scream at it.
Skill storm. Come
here. It's like it's completely clear, transparent.
Oh, really?
That's
typically
my guess.
Door glasses are clear.
Yeah.
That's a definite selling point.
Can I put this in my bathroom? So when I took a big shit, people can see me?
Your call has been forwarded.
Ashley,
Matt, are you doing a show tonight?
Yes.
Yay.
At a normal time?
Like, I think 8 p.m. my time. So, like, an hour and 20 minutes. 22 minutes.
To be exact.
Okay. Yes. I approve.
Delicious.
Okay.
Delicious.
You're the boss, man.
Woodburner.
Carry on.
Woodburner for you. Trainwreck. Woodburner. Trainwreck.
Make it so.
Yeah, hey, Zaxxon, he was watching the new Walking Dead.
I just finished watching it first.
Hey, he just finished watching The Walking Dead.
AMC is The Walking Dead.
Did you watch it?
What?
That's, you know when sure. They say previously on AMC The Walking Dead, right?
And then they show 2 hours of car commercials.
Yep.
Like, are that many people really buying new automobiles that are all
beefy? Well, I bought mine because of that show, you know?
The zombie hunter car that they show.
Yeah, the, what was it? Is it the Hyundai?
Hyundai, yes.
Yeah.
Hyundai. Sir, you there? We just started bullshitting. It's like, fuck that guy. It's just talk.
ARBCP, you inspired one of my last show when you pretend to be the corporate office, you know?
Oh, I'm suing you.
The corporate office.
No! No, don't do that.
The corporate office.
I didn't hear. What'd you do? Just...
I pretend to be the, I called, yeah, hold on. Okay, please continue. Sorry to cut you off.
What is wrong, Trainwreck? Just, are you alright, man?
What did you do, Trainwreck?
Calm down.
It's because my audio sometimes, freeze, and it's like I lose some part of the sentence that the people are saying.
Aww.
It's your dumb French audio.
Yeah.
Did you just have a stroke or something?
Yeah. Mm. That is right.
He thinks it's his audio, but really it's just strokes.
You know, sometimes when I used to get really stoned and I would think I was saying things or doing things that I didn't know I was saying or doing, I could swear people apart just were staring at me because I just said something weird.
Yeah.
Like, did I just say that out loud?
That's called just being real fucking high, yeah.
How can you read my thoughts?
This is for you, Trainwreck, your favorite pizza place. Pizza Hut.
Yay!
Customer service representative will be ready shortly. Thank you. You can get a large
press
three
two.
Topping.
I get the clank hoodie tomorrow, Brad.
When you buy two.
It's got it like giant on it.
It's got what on it?
A giant clank.
Say what now?
It's got this on the like back.
Yeah.
Get a cactus. Right.
Yeah.
Clank.
But it's got it like low so the hood wouldn't cover it at all.
For your tramp stamp?
Yeah, kinda.
All right.
You got a PLA tramp stamp.
But yeah, RPC.
That could be funny. That could be really funny. It's like cactuses.
I'm going to get RBCP as a tramp stamp.
I'd get like a cactus armband going around my bicep. That'd be kind of cool.
Ida's got a fucking tramp stamp. It's great. Uh-oh. I like it.
Thank you for holding.
I think it was like the first one she had done or something, and it's like not really well done, so it's kind of bumpy.
Yeah, basically I pretend to be the corporate office of some Indian restaurant, and I fired like three of the employees on the phone.
Yep. Does Indian restaurants have corporate offices?
Well,
probably not. Motherland.
No, they don't have, but they just...
And apparently the corporate environment's but, owned by...
Yeah, but don't worry. I only fire them for the day. They can come back to the...
Yeah, I don't know of any Indian chains. There will be one. I mean, there's Italian ones, there's Chinese, Panda Express.
And now I have one employee number of the guy who's working at that fire.
Rest just McDonald's, though.
Thank you for calling technical support. One of our technical support advisors will be with you shortly.
I wonder how quick they'll hang up on us.
Somebody told me that Panda Express is really McDonald's.
They're owned by... Huh? I think they have a control... Yeah. They have a steak in it. Like, they used to have a steak in Chipotle, but they sold it off.
Do you still have your uniform?
No. I got to stand out in the food court and offer people samples of tandoori chicken.
Yes! Did you offer the bencho chicken?
Of course.
You didn't know what it was back then.
No.
He knows they said it
it's
a lot.
Only you knew.
After all these years, I know what the manager was saying to me. What he was calling me.
He used to call, hey, little Bencho, come here. My little Bencho.
Ready, Bencho.
He'd go like, my little Bencho, and he'd like muss up your hair. Like, oh, my little Bencho. You're a good worker.
Let me show you the chutty chutty.
Yeah, come on. Come on back. Let's pee in the soup together.
Hey, I think my webcam just lightened up.
Yay!
Your payment went through. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling technical support. Bye. One of our technical support advisors will be with you shortly.
Right here. Yeah.
Is it empty now?
Holy crap. You got that new before you went to Sweden.
Yeah. Or damn.
Thanks for your call. How can I help you?
Yeah. Do you know if Ida is really like dry down there or something?
No. What? No, not at all. Oh, it's okay. Good. Of course I know.
Hello, sir.
I was asking...
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, hey, yeah.
Stop interrupting us. We're having a conversation, asshole.
Is India very dry?
Now you can talk.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Cross. I have a computer problem, but I'm asking if India is very dry or not.
No.
It's not dry? Oh, good, so I don't have to bring a lot of lubrication, then.
May I know, sir, how may I help you, sir?
Well, the computer doesn't start.
A.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And two. It doesn't go.
It doesn't go, yeah. I was trying to do something new.
Make us strong.
Yeah, can you make us strong and smart?
Sir, you want to fix the issue of your computer, right?
Well, we want to go because we're far from home. You know, we were out here looking for things that make us go, and the computer doesn't go anymore.
Yeah.
So now we need to get it fixed.
We need Geordi LaForge.
Yeah.
Put the commander-in-chief on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, the Reading Rainbow guy will fix everything.
Yeah. First we want to go, then we want to be strong.
But you don't have to take my word for it.
Dun it dun.
All right, sir, are we going anywhere with this or?
Oh, he's searching the banshot in chief right now. Oh, he hung up.
Finally.
How rude of him, right?
Right.
No customer service at this place.
No.
What was it? Dell technical support?
One of them. I don't know. I just got a list of numbers.
Thank you for calling technical support. One of our technical support.
Dell computer right now.
The good one is the A. What is that? The MyPhone one? That's the good one.
MyPhone. That sounds like a Simpsons fake iPhone.
Yeah, it is. I think it says it's like MyPhone support.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then if you say you have a phone, they don't help you out, I think.
No. Misrepresentation there.
They transferred me to LG the other day.
Yeah, the last time that you called
to
HP, we were having problem.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Ayogi Technical Services. My name is Vishish. How can I help you?
Hey, Hashish. How are you?
I'm perfectly fine, sir. Thank you very much for asking.
You said your name is Mashish or Hashish?
Poop
for the win.
FTW means that? I think it was fuck the world.
Yeah. We need to print a big banner. It says, Roy, I know you've been fucking cheating on me.
Don't even come back.
We're going to hang it up on the garage door.
Mm-hmm.
Or across to the poles.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because we got Roxy on the phone here.
Yep.
Yeah, Roxy's here, and she's...
Hey, this is Roxy on the phone right now.
It's uncanny.
This is the same person.
Do you guys know something? All the calls over here, they get recorded. I can't see your phone number. I can't see your address. I have all the details in front of me over here.
Well, listen to this part. Banchod.
Chudi.
Attitude.
Pulu Kapara.
Play that part back.
Yep.
Os Maranifwa.
Os Maranifwa.
Do you know that?
Yep, I do.
Yep.
You do know that all the calls, they get recorded over here?
Yes, they get recorded.
I can see your phone number. I can see what's your home address.
Oh yeah.
I'm scared. Yeah.
What's your address then?
Can you send us the recording? Because this is a pretty funny call.
Yeah, this state is a two-party call, so you need to told us before you record. Therefore, it's not applicable. And you shall destroy the tape right now.
He's in India.
Whatever.
He's a monkey from India.
Whatever, you loser.
He said, what now?
Whatever.
As if. Same to you.
High five. And your mother too. Do what?
Yeah.
As same if. Whatever.
Do what now?
Whatever.
Come again.
Do what now?
There he goes. So what do you want? The recording, guys.
I have a chain that says whatever. And it's
he
like
must be Indian.
It's like see through, like sparkly, like little girl shit. I got it on a vending machine in like the '90s.
Nice. That's awesome. You can just what? Point
calling
to
my bone support. Our premium tech
have also the duck tag of PLA, right?
A twist off hiding in problems from Amsterdam.
Press 2 for hardware problems.
Yeah, I do.
Press 3 for warranty questions.
I wore it for a while, but it's still weird.
And other devices.
I hear there's a lot of Heineken in hot like
that's
like
all
at the airport.
That was the only beer.
Yeah.
My whatever just fell off.
Oh, you used your last one.
You broke it.
You're out of excuses.
Thanks for calling my phone support.
This is that.
Our premium tech support is available 24/7. Press 1 for software problems and viruses. Press 2 for hardware problems. Press 3 for warranty questions.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Press 4 for help with
any counsel, warranty.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, because that means you're already a customer?
Already. Yes.
Oh, there. Whatever's back on. Good.
Whatever.
Dude, that's so good. That's what the bomb's sign was going to say. Whatever.
I can't even hear her. Fuck that place.
Stupid fucking place.
Yeah. I keep going back to these over again. Let me get...
Try the pizza.
XYZ was going to send the number.
Yay.
For a taco.
I bought 6 power things that plug in the wall in one spot so I can have more lamps plugged in now.
Twice the fire hazard.
Yeah, that's no problem with that at all. You're going to daisy chain them too, probably, but.
Yeah. Well,
I get like 20 of them one plug.
I got this one that goes
That's not helping my migraine at all. Whoa.
Welcome to the Taco Bell front desk.
See what it's doing well.
Listen.
It kind of does like a water type of
computer-related issues.
This is the Taco Bell
for front of house register employee helpline. Issues, please press 2.
I didn't hear what the options were. Shit.
And I got these lenses for some laser, but the laser light's not coming until Friday.
Crazy. Calls may be recorded to ensure quality service. For back-of-house computer-related issues, please press 1. For front-of-house register-related issues, please press 2. If you are a service technician, please press 3. If you have a learning zone related issue, please press 4.
You are next.
Everything looks all cool. It's got that like rainbowy like
agent to call you back. Please press
you should
1.
Say smoke weed every day.
Available agent, please stay on the line and we'll be with you shortly.
Oh my god, I'm pissed. I was totally at Disneyland this weekend and fucking Suge Knight was there.
Who what?
Oh, what? I was so pissed I didn't see him. I was at Disneyland this weekend and Suge Knight was there.
You should have shot him.
No, I had enough trouble with the Snoop. You know, he's probably in town for Snoop Dogg.
No, he's not. They hate each other.
Yes.
No.
I don't know. There were a lot of people.
All those colors kind of like each other.
Fat bastard doesn't.
Yes, they do.
Snoop doesn't like Snoop. Suge. None of those guys used to work with him like him, really. The big guys, Dre or Snoop.
Looks so poppers.
No, Dre's really sold out, though.
So what? So he made money. What are you going to hate? So did Jay-Z.
I don't like Jay-Z. Yeah.
All right, well, he sold out.
Same. Smoke weed every day.
Kanye West has been a sellout since he
was
born.
Oh, that one Menos. You know what I'm saying?
Since he was
born. Yeah.
Keep going. What else do you...
Rick Ross is a liar, but so is Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre didn't do
it. Whoa, poppers for the win.
Oh, God.
Talking so much. To hold for the next available agent, please stay on the line. And we'll be
hey, you guys mute up when they pick up, for God's sake.
Yeah, shut up.
Over me all
I do. I got a mute button here.
Okay, Bran.
Oh my God, it's Roxy.
Hey, I don't even know if that's really how she talks.
You're getting closer with her voice.
Oh, Brad.
Sir, don't make
too much. Where are the seagulls?
Matt, you grabbed my ass and squeezed it.
Give me a massage.
Wow. Brad's not laughing.
Matt's cracking up.
I'm laughing on the inside.
You're just afraid to laugh because she gets mad.
Yeah.
She's going to take it out on you.
Uh-oh. Fatal attraction.
Do you think she will come back, RVCP?
P?
5 years, maybe.
Oh.
2 years.
No less.
Keep wishing, Kane.
I would think the first thing she start doing is really long broadcast from YouTube directly. Like with a sign held up
to
that says the fun show.
To call you back, please press 1. To hold
and it'll be like chaos.
I'm down the line and we'll be with you shortly.
Wish hard enough, she will get back, right?
Hard enough.
Gabriel, can I please get your name and start your number?
Hey, my name is Garcia. I'm here with the rest of the front end staff, the restaurant staff right now.
I blew up my rectum.
And we're not gonna have this anymore. You gotta send a new team in here because none of us are gonna work. There's customers in here in a line going out the door, and we refuse to work on any of this shit anymore.
We're not gonna
get it.
Fuck that shit.
We've been listening to Twisted Sister all day.
I held for that for staying up.
We've been listening to Twisted Sister. We're not gonna take it
anymore. I call back, but
every like month or two, I'll have a night where I listen to a whole lot of Twisted Sister videos on YouTube.
Oh man.
Is Rappy McRapperson still alive?
Yeah, he's been posting stuff.
Really?
Yeah, he just joined ISIS. He's very happy.
Have any of you, other than myself, watched Jack TV's blog yet?
I've watched 2 days of it, I believe.
Taco Bell service desk. Calls may be recorded to ensure...
Where would I watch Jack TV's blog?
You are on YouTube.
Is it like you?
In the can.
YouTube.com/JackTV.
Call you back. Please press 1.
It's kind of... It's weird because in... Well, the two that I've watched, right? He's ended up crying in each one.
What?
So... The whole thing, it starts to depressing and it gets worse as the episode goes on. And then he's just crying at the end, saying, what am I doing? And like staring at the camera. It's really weird.
It's actually youtube.com/sniperbrbproductions.
Ah.
What?
It's a really simple URL to remember.
Oh, very good idea, Jack Terry.
I'll subscribe right now.
Yeah.
I saw him go to the Hoover Dam. He went down there and he ran away from bees.
YouTube.com/user slash prank train wreck.
What were you saying, Carlito?
He ran away from bees. He was doing all this shit.
Bees are scary, yeah. Rappy's videos are all back up. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I thought he deleted them.
No, he just made them private.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm a gangster. I'm a straight up G. Right?
Gangster life is a life for me.
Yay.
Selling drugs for the day.
Sitting occurred by night.
Oh, this Taco Bell shit sucks. This Taco Bell shit is a waste of time, hence I will stop calling him.
Okay.
Matt, are you going to download all of Rappy's videos so you can...
Yeah, save them for later.
I need to.
Because he'll be taking them down in a couple more months.
Yeah.
Hey!
I've got 2 terabytes of space.
They can't hear me now. God, they're talking all that time, aren't they? Jesus.
Listen, I should get on that. After the show.
Listen, I'm good. Hey, you guys can hear me, right?
Yeah.
See, they can't hear me.
They can't hear me.
Stupid motherfuckers. All 4 of you are stupid!
I'm getting another beer.
Make sure you don't mute so it's as loud as possible.
Yeah, please.
Oh my god, that was like one show we were all on, and I think Matt got up to do something. He was making the loudest fucking noises through the call. It was awesome.
Blah, blah, blah.
He had no idea.
I'm a girl. Blah, blah, blah.
Hawaii, yes.
Oh my god.
Your call will be recorded for quality insurance. And a customer service representative will be with you shortly. Thank you.
Who are we calling?
Stupid Pizza Hut again. I haven't talked to them in 2 days.
We need to place the order.
Pizza Hut, this is Trina. May I start off with you?
Hey, we need the order, right? Ah, shit, that's loud.
Go ahead, train wreck.
Okay, can you read me the special?
Can I start off with your telephone number, please?
Okay, it's 1-808... 653-2014.
Okay, will this be for pickup or delivery?
Pickup.
Pickup at which location?
Papi P Road, near Iwa Beach, across the Taco Bell.
In Iwa Beach.
For God's sake, Matt. Jeez.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, in Iwa Beach.
Okay, we are 4 right now. RBCP, what do you want on your pizza?
Double anchovies, please.
Okay. No and cheese, right?
Of course not, no. And no dough either.
Okay.
So, I'm allergic to dough.
Yeah. Glutamate. Crust, what's the ingredient that RBCP is allergic to?
Oh, what he's allergic to?
Yeah.
Water.
Water, right. Ladies, so no water, all right?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for not muting your mic.
And Neon, what do you want on your pizza?
No anchovies.
Fruit Loops.
And Fruit Loops.
All right. Yeah, all right.
That's Roxy's favorite food.
I want gummy bears.
Mr. Cross wants gummy bear.
Skittles, Snickers, Reese's Pieces.
Can you put peanut butter on it?
Wow, that's uncanny.
Hello, lady.
Hello,
ma'am. On my side, could you just take a big shit all over the pizza?
Oh, I want to poop on mine. I was going to say poop.
I'll share some of mine with you.
Yeah.
What do you want on yours?
How about let's take menstrual blood and semen?
I could help you out right now.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh, cool. You have been storing semen for a while.
Oh. Lady. What's the total on that order?
Lady!
I mean, no.
Mr. and Lady!
Mr.
Hello?
Ma'am?
Lady boy, answer.
Hello?
Hello?
You have them on hold?
What?
Hello?
Hello?
What about being on hold?
You're so stupid.
Hello? Are you placing an order?
You're so stupid, hey, you don't know that we're not on hold.
Okay, dummy, when you're ready to place a legit order, then call us back.
Whoa,
okay, dummy.
Hey, dummy.
I've talked to her a lot, actually, that one. She's the one manager. I talked to all the time.
We need the employee number.
Look at my knife.
What is it, two?
Your call Turner? Will be recorded for quality.
Yeah, two.
Wait till the lady comes back and say, close it and open.
Not a valid choice.
It's a stiletto, right? Again.
Mahalo for choosing Pizza Hut.
I'm sorry, two is not a valid choice.
Yeah, we're not
choice.
Impressed, Matt.
Please try again.
He's got one but just like.
Two, right? Stupid.
Isn't there a button?
You can get
on the
no,
side.
Fucking train wreck.
No,
you need the auto one.
I know I do, but two. I liked this one because it's hot pink.
Pink. Yeah.
There they go again, not listening to me.
That was the joke.
Oh, I'm crippled. I drank and I broke my ankle.
I want someday some poor nigger to be taking this out of
his chest. I'm racist and I shock everyone.
I got killed with the pink stupid faggot.
Matt Hillock. I drink every day. I'm alcoholic. I'm Brad. I have a list.
It's a man.
For $9.99.
Ma'am.
I'm Neon. I'm a chick.
I'm
fine.
I'm the dead nigger with the knife. And
I'm train wreck. I sing every
morning. Hi, this is calling Pizza Hut. This is Kay. I'll hit the game. May I start off with your phone number, please?
1-808.
911.
6666.
I'm RBCP, I'm a turtle.
I remember me and RBCP had a little game with a poop he had coming out, and I was touching it, and he's like, Matt, it's like a little turtle head. And then I put googly eyes on it, and he would poke it out at me, and then he would pull it back in himself and poke it out and then pull it back in.
Good
that
time.
Was fun. That was good times. Yeah,
but intimacy.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait for the next PLA meetup.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, man.
I think you guys are funny.
Dark Strange is going to Dark Strange is gonna fuck all the guys there.
People seem to think we're funny.
Yeah. She couldn't handle it. She had no
says the butt of the joke.
But,
I get it.
It's in your butt, boy. It's in your butt.
I'm having a meeting now. Alright, they're calling again.
How many people are in this call center? It seems really tiny.
Like 10.
Let's say about 10, yeah. And one manager always. there's the one young guy. The one young dude is actually kind of funny. He laughs every time. He cracks
gay,
up.
Right?
I don't think so, but Brian. He's actually kind of cool, though. He's nice. I never mess with him.
Oh, I mess.
I tried.
Him.
After I learned he was cool, I just talked to him like, hey, are they talking about us? And he just giggles.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Anyway,
Brad,
what
was that one, that information number that was like just a basement or something? That we were calling for a while?
I can find it.
That was fun.
A basement?
I like that. Well, it was like two ladies, and then like, what city, please? And it seemed like a couple ladies with old computers just looking at
they have to connect the line.
They just looking up on their
It was really strange. What? Am I explaining it right, Brad?
Sort of. I mean, yeah, we never figured out exactly what it was.
It was like, it was in, you know, it was calling information, but it was some number, and it was just these, like, two women.
Yeah, Frontier Communications or something.
Yeah.
Because there was that other one that was, like, out. It was a payphone near the payphone back door. I remember that one. That one was fun. We'll call them.
I think this is what it is. It has something to do with the payphone.
Was it just
when you call information from a payphone, this is what you get or something?
Yeah, it's the back. Is this the one with the two women though? That one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wow.
The first, the 707 one.
Yeah, it's the Frontier Communication, something like that.
Okay. Okay. All right. So.
Okay. Okay. I can hear the gears turn in your pretty little head, buddy.
Thank you for using Frontier Communications Solutions.
I was right.
For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
The one.
I don't know about the other one.
Frontier, what city and state, please?
It's UGH, I think it goes, like that.
UGH Technical School?
Yes.
What city and
state?
Don't get an attitude with us, ma'am. We're just trying to get a number.
Yeah. It's in, the state is TR. Hello? Hello?
Oh, they transfer us.
All right, cool.
Hello, police.
Where did she get that from? UGH Technical School. What the
It's in the Google machine.
It didn't sound like one of the same ladies. Maybe they've revamped this whole thing.
Carlito, what was the White Devil? Was it 30 or?
Oh, on yours, I don't remember. It was in the 30s, but I don't remember.
Tell me when I hit it, okay?
All right.
Oh.
Nope.
No.
I don't think you're applying yet.
Are you hitting it, or
you're not
literally no?
Really hitting it?
Listen, turn up the red, both red knobs, the one on the right side and the one under your mic input.
Okay, like that.
There you go. Now you're activated. That's Echo. So, after the Echo ones, I think after a few of those, you're gonna hear the high pitched one and then the two low pitch. I think that's
like
how
that.
Works. Keep going a few more. Go like one at a time. Just keep hitting it. I'll tell you.
Like that.
Keep going.
Like that.
No.
What about this one?
No. Did you turn off
one?
Did you turn on? I don't hear effects anymore.
This one.
There you go. Now we hear effects.
Okay.
We want effects.
From DOS.
No effects.
Make it go.
Just keep working on it during the calls. It'll be funny. We'll have fun with
DOS effects were pretty fucking cool, dude.
Oh, yeah. That Black Sheep I liked a lot, too.
Yeah.
And dude, Onyx Black was. Remember Onyx was the fucking
Black
shit.
Sheep used to always that Thank fucking you, that one Thank song. It used to get like parties going, like gangbangery, like Mexican parties they go to, and then always get that fucking engine online. Like people would be out like slamming to it and shit. You'd get fuckers all fired up.
That Judgment Night song, Judgment Night by Onyx was fucking up.
That was a shit movie, City but a great State, soundtrack.
Yeah. Hello?
May I have the city and state researching, please?
It's in hell.
Sir, you've called directory assistance. Did you need a phone number?
Yeah, I need. Is this information?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. How do
directory
I make
assistance.
How do I make a sandwich? I need to make a ham sandwich.
You do realize there's a charge to call this number, don't you?
What?
I got a lot of money, motherfucker.
Money is no object. No.
Nope. Good.
So tell us how to make the goddamn sandwich, lady.
There's no charge.
Information. We request.
Not the button. Button.
She thinks we're stupid.
She's counter attack.
Hey, Empire
Strikes Back. PLA Strike Back.
Only one person talked.
Yeah, only one person talked.
Which number is
Thank
this?
Thank you for using Frontier.
The one you asked about.
No, but there's two here.
You want me to do the other one? Let me do the other one.
So is it the 28 or 23?
707. Area code.
28.
Okay. I don't see a 28 or a 23. Oh, yeah, they're both.
Yeah. Right. Fucker.
No, you fucker.
You're right,
pussy.
I just will.
I will.
Remember in Natural Born Killers, like, what are you talking about? Fucking hostages? Why don't you just fuck her? Maybe I will. It's all up.
And then someone got killed.
Yeah.
How'd you know? Have you seen it?
I saw half of the stupid thing. I was like, fuck this shit. It's
I loved.
I was like, there's too many colors in this movie. Fuck this.
I love the fucking movie.
I just remember a car and the guy, and they ended up somewhere, and there was peyote. It was like peyote going on. I'm like, this is
gay. Love it. I love it.
I loved it back then. Probably not so much these days.
Yeah. Whatever.
I was
me
all
and Dr.
Stone.
Unk recently watched it, and he had never seen it before, and he really dug it. So we had a little fucking date, and we enjoyed it.
That was a voicemail. That second one is a voicemail. Just to let you know.
No way.
Oh, it's a tracer machine.
They're not home. They left the garage, so... The machine picks up.
You put an answer machine on that.
Hey, call the first one and ask them, say you're like a frontier technical person guy. And ask, what number am I calling from? What number do you see? And they get pissed off.
Okay. Because it's like fucking lazy lineman. Doesn't have his butt set.
For quality purposes. But
I think they can't tell, so recording. It pisses them off. How?
We are experiencing heavy call volume at this time.
What the fuck?
Please stay on the
heavy
line for the
flow.
Next available operator or try
heavy
your call
volumes because there's like two people calling in at the same time.
Yeah. Speaking of menstruation, they're having a heavy flow.
It's not a good day.
Frontier directory, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm a Frontier technician here. I'm on a job. I'm on job number 12, 8250.
Okay, what's your password?
Cross.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not correct.
Yes. Oh, is it password 123?
No.
Is it cunt flat 5?
Well, that's awful to talk to someone like that.
Beef curtain 123.
No, it's got a 5 in it. It doesn't mean the same thing.
I'll be reporting.
Pussy lips.
Heavy flow.
Okay, go get her.
It's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sounds like my
go all the way.
Dirt, Carlito.
Ah, look at this marker. Look at how fat this thing is.
Dang.
Put it up your butt. Put it up your butt.
What kind of marker is that, Matt?
It's a Luxor 810 permanent marker.
Have you used the Molotov kind before?
No, no, no.
Oh
no,
my
I'm
God.
Interested in oh, this big fucking thing.
Oh my God.
Lachlan approved because he told me that graffiti, no go. You have to have.
Make sure you flap the paper up against your mic loudly.
Yeah, because that's the best.
Oh my God.
Motherfucker.
Like I don't know what's going on with this whole broadcasting thing. It's all new to me.
Well, do you have a mute button on it? You should do that at least when you stand up to go get beer.
Yes, I know.
A minute ago, it sounded like
I think Brad's been telling me that for fucking years.
Years. Yeah.
We know when you're getting up, Matt. So
yeah,
we know we've bored you.
Yeah, and I always like acknowledge that I know it's doing it. And,
I mean, when you pee, it's funny. Like, it's cool when you do the peeing thing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I usually keep the headset on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the clanking it down, I know. Okay. I'll work on it, guys. I promise.
No. But then don't forget to take it off again when you come back. Because you've been doing it for so much longer than
you
should.
That's a whole new situation, dude. Yeah.
You've been doing it for so long, man.
I'll be like, what the fuck? Are you guys fucking with me? I'm talking right to you. Why aren't you paying any attention to me?
You'll stop your show and you'll be like, I'm going offline. That's what you always do. You get all upset.
You need to be upset when you take the mic up, it mutes you automatically. And when you put it down, it's on mute
you. You're like a robot.
What?
You sound like a robot. Sound okay to me. He does, rather.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. I'm going to get going.
Bye.
Bye.
Basically, I just came on to tell everyone I uploaded a new video to YouTube and to stop listening to Carlito and go listen to my video instead.
I'll do that right now. Thanks, Brad.
YouTube.com/users/FrankTrainwreck. Yeah, don't forget Trainwreck's YouTube. All right, bye, Brad. Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
Bye.
And I need Sky
and
Premium.
Now, since he left, I need the
now
Premium
we lost
again.
It again.
Fuck. Whatever.
Trainwreck, you aren't even using video. You just want to look at Matt.
No, that's what comes up.
It's because I don't have the webcam.
You don't have the webcam. Gotcha.
No. I don't have a webcam, and I don't have the webcam.
I like the better than a.
Yeah.
It sounds more definite.
I am the train.
The webcam.
Yep. Fuck
yeah. Yeah, it's really, the whole thing's strange. I don't know why.
Hawaii's best.
Don't buy it. It's a scam.
No, no, I can't buy premium.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I'm looking right at
these motherfuckers again. All three of them just pissed me off.
Now it says premium is chart changing.
Who cares about premium or whatever, right?
Calls. And it says,
who cares about fucking Skype premium?
We've removed.
Why doesn't he just go to Tiny Chat like he always likes to
go?
I'm in a bad mood today. I'm talking shit about my friends. Oh shit, Brad's listening now.
There's no way to even like.
Hi, Brad.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut.
I don't worry
anymore.
Can
I set up with your phone number?
It's fine.
Your phone number?
What?
Your phone number.
Try and write your phone number.
Oh, 1-808-653-201.
653-201-4.
4? Here? Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Be nice to the little sexy baby.
Your phone number?
1-808-653-2014.
2014. Bitch. And this is for pickup or deliver? What?
Pickup?
Is this for pickup or delivery?
Pickup, please.
Pickup at what location?
Puppy P Road? Near.
Beach.
Yeah, near the Taco Bell, right?
Yes, across the Beach Elementary.
Right.
Are you gonna be at this location, baby?
Are you working tonight?
Not at the store.
Oh, why?
What store are you at?
Because I think you look hot, you know? We can hook up behind the dumpster.
Hook.
And I can make you a little baby, a little chicken, you know? And you will embrace it while I'm making love to you, right? And that's it. Did you hung up by that?
Manager transfer.
Oh, God.
No. I hate to keep calling these people so much, but it's always just so much fun.
Yeah.
They seem to be okay with it. They roll with it.
No, it's part of the job, you know.
I did not know that, no.
Yep.
Yeah. So, it says right on the sign in. You gotta deal with all kinds of phone idiots.
Yep. It's on the paper machine.
Let's see. It is on the paper machine.
Hey, the clip, Oh God, Bill Carlito.
Yeah.
Where is it coming from? From what video or what movie? Or what show?
It's a pornography movie.
Oh.
Ooh, man. Pornography.
Pornography movie. If you go to like RedTube or something and look up Oh God, Bill, you'll find it pretty quick.
Oh, really?
I'm sure you could. Yeah. If you Google Oh God, Bill, you can find the story behind it.
Okay.
What it is, where it came from.
I will investigate.
Speaking of neon, here is a taco shop.
Speaking of neon.
I don't know which one you mean.
Poppy P Road.
No, because I'm a girl or because I'm Hispanic.
Either
what?
Aww.
Take what you want from it.
Roxy, I thought you were a white girl.
She's Mexican by injection.
Ooh, I like the noise.
Yeah.
the voice.
Hello.
My name is Roxy.
Hi, guys.
You know, there was one show where her voice was pretty shitty, so it was, hey, guys.
I wonder if all kinds of people are going through old,
I'm
wondering how long I can keep them talking for without me.
Are they saying
thing that person was putting on?
I'll finish it. I promise. Talk about my
I like to make an order.
Yeah, sure.
One Mexican.
What do you want?
One Mexican food.
Yes.
Yeah, but what type?
But
what?
What do you want?
It should have corn. One corn.
Give me a minute.
All right, stupid
person.
They're still going. Not listening.
Maybe self weirdo. He was posting pictures with this fucking broad today. I was like, oh.
God damn. Fucking assholes. All three of them.
It's like Gunner.
Do you remember Gunner?
Facebook.
Facebook.
Hello?
Facebook. Hello?
I'm going to do this.
Hello?
Thank you.
Gunner, I haven't...
Hello? Hello? I have to make an order?
I'm just going to put it... Ding, 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 ding.
You guys sure are talkative tonight.
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'll leave.
Bye, Neon.
Bye.
Bye.
No, you're really bye. Leaving? Why? Cause he's... Oh, wow. Bye, Edit. I'm not just going to jump camp because you said I was talkative.
She does that sometime.
Okay, I'll come back for math.
Oh, it's Roxy. Yay.
Welcome back, Roxy.
That's hilarious. I love it. Yeah, I love how you peg that voice without even really knowing it.
Oh, did I? Oh.
No, but it's good. It's yeah. Like,
a fun show.
It's a good fake voice for her, you know? Like,
yeah, you know? It's because it's so stupid.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You're kind of like a girl.
They won't even
she
listen. I mean, you just have to listen.
You it's gotta do so the voice analysis. Hey, the first one's Tombstone, the second one's Gunner.
Thank you.
There, in this chat.
Tombstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have a Tombstone there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Do you have a Tombstone there?
I don't believe so.
Can you check in the back? God damn it, Matt. Can you check in the back?
Sorry, fuck you. Sorry, sir.
Man.
I'm sorry.
It's alright.
Fuck.
Man.
It's too late.
Too late.
It's about a half an hour.
Yeah. On mute.
Tell her you're sorry.
Matt. On mute.
Tell her you're sorry. She's gonna be like, for what? What are you talking about?
No, that's all right, Matt.
Aw, Matt.
Don't cry. Come back. Come back.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, it mutes your hearing, my hearing, too, so I can't hear you.
That sucks.
Matt, say you're sorry to the lady on the phone.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry.
She hung up before she could hear you. Call her back.
She's sincere.
Are you guys going to talk to her or just talk to each other?
Both.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds like a threat.
It is.
I like threats. They sound like threats.
Yeah, we are sorry, all right?
I just wanted to say sorry there, Sugar Tits.
We'll make it up to you.
Is it cool?
Oh. Well, I guess not.
All right. Well, we delivered a message. That's all.
Yeah. Message delivered. Now what do we do? Let's see.
Everything's at a loss.
Gemini bath and kitchen.
Gemini. What the fuck? Remember in The Exorcist 3, the killer was known as the Gemini Killer? Yeah, of course you remember that just offhand.
I would because I'm a Gemini, but I only remember 1 and 2.
Exorcist 3 is great. George C. Scott's in it.
That's cool. I was told that it was really bad, though.
2 is really bad. 3 is excellent.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very good. I'm giving it a big thumbs up. And my faded kid.
Was there any pissing in it?
No. Just the first one, I think.
Pissing?
Did you know that just one piss can make you gay?
She says, yeah. I know, I posted it. When she says, you're all gonna die down here. yeah. She pisses on the floor.
Yeah, that's
the said. Best movie ever.
It's really good.
So good. I remember watching that movie, always came out at seriously like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to watch it. Fucking, I was so scared. I couldn't even go to sleep.
I don't know what you're talking about. Being
really young and freeze frame and the Captain Howdy face. That and that creepy fucking face.
Yeah. Hey, Carlito, are you on Facebook, man?
I have a Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is it Carlito Pranks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure he has another one somewhere, too.
Yeah, what's the what's your private one?
I don't have it.
You don't get it.
Neon already gave her to me.
No.
Yep, she did.
Oh, how many times do I post on that train?
I don't know. I don't watch Facebook very often.
Never, because it's not real.
Oh, my God. Oh, snap. She would
never set me up. See, Matt has it. Matt's lucky.
Yeah, do I? Yeah, I think so.
Matt, you're like, I don't even know.
Ideally,
I have almost 500 people online now.
He's in the background, Matt. That's who was in the background?
That was my mom.
Say hi.
People saying hi.
Hey.
A French Canadian wanted to know who was in the background. Yes, who is that pretty lady in his little French faggy voice? Sounded great.
I'm not sure that I said that, though.
You did, but she was, you know.
That's how she lives.
Yeah, that's how the transformation, the information is.
Yeah. I transferred. Yeah.
Transfer complete.
A telephone game, right?
Psychedelics.
What? Like somebody's Matt. Selling psychedelics?
Coming up next. Psychedelic prank call.
Frog?
Shut up. Weird up again. Just talking about shit no one cares about.
Yo, I formed a crew. I took that light to Amsterdam, too. Need to watch my position. Trifling and not to be trusted. A weak link in the team, and the chain to get busted. Don't trust her. Lovers for suckers. Too many enemies. Backpack with hot names on. Keep a tight
circle. Oh, cool. Keep doing
what we do. Were you concerned wearing? Well, did you wear? You wore that there. Wore it at the airport. Yeah. I saw you wearing it at the Chicago airport or wherever you were.
Yeah.
Did you have a layover? You did in England, right?
No, I went straight.
That was a long ass flight, dude.
9 hours, dog.
Any perks? Did you get like a massage on the flight?
I got free beers. No, I was in super economy seat. I got a.
Did you smell the seat?
Free beers because I think the stewardess, the waitress ladies, felt bad for me. This old cripple at the back of the plane. I was at the very last seat on the way back, but I got 3 of my beers for free.
Nice.
And those fuckers cost $8.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is expensive up in the air.
Yeah.
And what airline did you go on?
United.
Oh, okay.
Where? Yeah.
I drank all the Heineken, so I had to drink a 312 coming back into Chicago. That's pretty good, because that's, you know, that's Chicago's area code, so that's kind of fitting.
Whichever that big Amsterdam airline is, I've heard they have a policy that if you're a couple and you tell them that you're on your honeymoon, upgrade you on the way there. If you just mention it in passing, like while you're getting checked in.
Oh,
you're just like, oh yeah, we're so excited, we're here on our honeymoon, we can't wait to go to Amsterdam. And if they have it available, I think I heard that it's an unwritten policy where they'll do that for you. Worth a try, because I just saw forums where like 3 people said, yep, happened to me. I'm gonna try that. Yeah, hi, I'm on my honeymoon. I'm going on my honeymoon. I'm on my honeymoon. Do I get anything?
I mean,
What do you want?
What do you guys get for, like, birthday and honeymoon? Give me something free, and I'll come in.
We do the tempura ice cream.
Oh, yeah. This is my birthday and her birthday. We have the same birthday.
Were you planning on coming in?
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to make an order for two tempura ice creams to go.
Okay, give me 1 minute.
Okay.
Dude, bye, Cardito.
Bye, train wreck.
Bye, train.
Bye, guys.
I like that.
Oh, man.
Do you think that's why he made the name train wreck?
He said he was living by a big-ass train wreck 2 years ago in Canada.
Just living by a train wreck? Usually they clean a wreck up in a day or two.
No. He lived
just...
Hello?
I thought he was a DJ.
Oh?
Hello?
Yeah, what you got? We got information
for
you?
So, we actually only do that for dine-in.
Where does it say that? Is it in your charter?
I'm sorry?
Is it in your charter? Are you going to show it to me? I need to see your charter. What section it says that?
Hi, so the tempura ice cream for birthday. Hello?
Yeah. I want
so the tempura ice cream.
Yeah, the tempura ice cream, yeah. Like, what?
Tell her you want to have your honeymoon in the restaurant so you can get the free ice cream.
All right. You tell her. You are the spouse now.
Oh, gosh.
Doobity-doo.
Yeah, Roxy, you're the spouse.
Broadway, Danny.
Hi, I'm calling about the free tempura ice cream for honeymooners.
Yeah, that's actually only for dine-in.
And, can I have my honeymoon in the restaurant so we can have that?
For birthdays.
Can we have our honeymoon in the restaurant so that we can have the free ice cream?
I mean, you guys can come in and have dinner here and then ask for the tempura.
Well, that's usually included, but, you know, we might as well finish on your face. Oh, yeah, exactly. I'll be doing that later, too. So, what do you say? Can you put us for a reservation for tonight? Yeah, what are you going to tell me?
Yeah,
I just found. What are you going to tell me?
Is it sure dope?
That beep 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 that sounds like the one Super Mario Brothers like song. That dun 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 the hang up noise.
Yeah. Hi.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to make an order.
Okay. Can I have your phone number?
Uh-huh, you can. What now?
Phone number?
Now?
You want to order right now, right?
Yeah. Don't be rude, okay? It's 626.
No, you say you want to order right now.
And you're being stupid. 626-2014.
622.
626, Asian. Do you have someone who speaks English there? Hello?
Okay, 626 and what?
626.
626. My ma used to drive a car.
20 cash or?
Sick.
Hold on a second, please.
Stupid. Damn it, why are we doing...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Thank you for calling Sushi Garden. This is Carol. How can I help you?
Yeah, so let's make an order. I was given my phone number, and she doesn't understand English or something, because she...
Okay, honey.
All right, honey, baby, yeah.
What would you like to order?
I want to do that kind of order, yeah. Put my hand behind my head and my elbows out, and I'm going, It's... Did you need my phone number, or...
Like,
he just told me he put his head behind his head. It's that kind of order.
Yeah, dude, you know that song? Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, the water stage. Are you trying to say?
I don't even know. It's
which Super Mario Brothers is it from?
I think it's Super Mario World.
It's
no, I think it's Super Mario World. One of the
is it the third one? The dun 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 dun.
No, it's
no.
I'll find it someday. I won't go look, but I'll come across it and I'll be like, this is what the fuck I was talking about, guys. Alright.
Good, Let me get Baz added here, and I think I have
this. Hey, and I was just about to fucking jet and go start setting up.
Is it this one?
That, yes. What's that?
Holy shit.
It's the Mario World main theme. It's from the first screen when you started up. Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go move things.
Uh-huh.
And I will be on live in the next 22 minutes if y'all wanna join.
Just call me when you're on and I'll stop my broadcast then.
Okay.
Alright.
Cool.
Alright.
Later. Hi, Baz. Bye, Baz.
Hey, Matt. Bye, Matt.
Bye, Roxy.
Baz is...
Bye, Matt. Bye, Matt.
Hey, Matt. Oofa. Okay. How was your day, Baz? How was work?
It was there.
It was there. It's over, right? Time to have a beer, you know? Smoke some drugs. Yeah. All right.
Where you been, Baz?
What do you mean? I was
you haven't been on. You promised a Saturday show.
I know. I wasn't feeling too well on Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That sucks,
sleeping.
We were hoping you were going to do a show, like you were mentioning.
Oh, well. Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. Right.
I'll be waiting.
Okay. Little Bird Nesting Company. Let's see if they're open still. Little Bird Nesting Company. It looks like it's a shoe store. A shoe store.
Hold on. They said what? Who said what? They got Tony. You serious? Yo, I got word that my man got off. Rolling with Logan. I told him, damn that bra. There's no surprise why she would do this.
Hi, you've reached Little Bird Nesting Company. We are located at 2924 East Broadway Boulevard. That's just...
Yeah, you're not open. I got it. All right, Sugar Sweet Bakery. Let's see what's up there. Let me look at their website first. See what kind of stuff they make. Small batch stuff, they say. Okay. Whatever. I guess it's just my time to die too. First find Logan, gotta make a talk. Who's your boss? Where's your boss? And who makes... They make cookies. All right. And they make cakes. Okay, so pretty much everything. Excellent.
And I told him about that chick. Shit got me heated, man. You crazy way to kill somebody, man. You still gonna pay. Somebody gonna pay.
Was an evil day. The sun glistened over the city.
Shine bright through the window when the
you've called Civically Big Sir.
Cause when I see red, I'm a disaster.
Friday,
the plaster. I punch the wall faster. Wall punch master. Plaster blaster. I'm so pissed. I don't give a.
We're located at Broadway Village, which is on the corner of Broadway and Country Club. Okay. Our exact address is 18 South East Bourne Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
You can find more in...
All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. It looks like Matt's starting his pre-music.
I get mad. I punch the wall.
I'll put that in the background. I'll wait for him to call me again, and we know he's ready, and we'll flip over. At that point, we would recommend you go to Mixlr.com/PartyTimeShow. Party Time Show.
Don't judge me. You don't know me.
And then you can listen to Matt.
Thank you. Front page news. Speaking of
right back.
Take me to the mall. No.
Ooh. Darn it, shit.
So do what? Sports. When they melt that plastic bottle,
heat potatoes on sticks. Heated toxic plastic, rain acid. So again, none, you guys continue listening here. We'll miss none of Matt. You'll actually get to hear his music. As long as he's playing music, I'll keep playing it. In between calls. It's of course Made in America dinnerware. Is it a store? It doesn't specify. Probably not open. This town is dead at this time. Let's say goodbye to Tucson, Arizona, everybody. Flying away.
Bye.
Bye, Tucson. How about Yuma? I've never called Yuma. Yeah, Yuma. I hear things about Yuma.
Lots of water and stuff there.
Oh yeah, lots of water. You guys covet their supplies of water in California?
Like, I don't know. I think there's something about Yuma where it's like the desalinization.
Yeah.
This is like something, I don't know.
No
one remember that in class.
No, in California, you guys will probably try to invade them in the coming race wars.
Tellers.
Yeah, I'd like to make order.
An order?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like?
One egg.
Wait. ¿Dan huevo, Fabia? Pidió un huevo. How do you want your egg?
I want the eggs with onion, tomato, pico, refried beans, rice, guacamole, sour cream, cheese, sauce, jalapeno, with tortillas.
Do you want it as a breakfast?
It's not breakfast time, stupid.
Okay.
Okay. What I should have done is ordered huevos rancheros and inhaled all that stuff. That's
what I,
that's what I meant to do. What?
Can I talk to her?
Sure, buddy. Here you go, guy. Here, guy.
Anything for you, Baz.
Yeah. All right. Now we're talking.
Big guy.
Oh, yes. My brother just called in, and he was trying to make an order, and I think there was some kind of a misunderstanding.
Okay, what do you like to order, sir?
Well, ma'am, I can barely hear you. You need to put the phone up to your mouth.
I am asking you, ready to order, sir? I'm ready. What do you like
yes,
to order?
Yes, I'm ready to order. I want the eggs.
Okay. We have the only breakfast we have, sir. The only breakfast we have is the machaca, chorizo, and huevos mexicanos.
Yeah, look at the that chorizo.
The caca.
Chorizo and eggs, okay.
Chorizo.
Caca.
Is that made with lots of bad stuff from the animal?
Oh, I don't know about the chorizo.
You know, chorizo is made out of bad stuff. You know that? It's made out of...
I think it's a beef. I'm not sure.
I looked online one time, and it's made out of lymph nodes and salivary glands. Did you know that? So it's made out of the organ that produces spit?
No. Is that regular?
Yeah, it is. You're lying. I looked it up on Wikipedia. Chorizo.
Hey, real quick, I looked up chorizo on Google, you know, and it came up with a video, and it said something about man gives Latina the chorizo, and I was thinking maybe it shows how it's like, and it was not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that chorizo is disgusting stuff, man.
It's like a penis that the man puts on.
I'll take it, though. Because I like to eat disgusting things. Hello?
They hung up. Easy.
Oh my god, that was funny.
What's my chorizo?
I like how white you guys say chorizo.
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 What's machaca?
It's an enchirito.
It's a piece of
it's
shit.
Like a web burrito.
Gross.
I know, they're pretty nasty.
Yeah, I don't like the web burritos.
Should have asked her for the chonchon.
I don't know what that means. Let's call the YMCA.
Tony's remaining into 12 vinyl records. One for each member of the family. But little did they know, he will be turning.
Oh, wait, I said we're playing match music. Shit, name it Stupid Carlo.
Caresses, that is what my last request is. Now who's gonna clean up all
Thank you for calling in the family YMCA. This is Kathy.
Yeah, how are you?
Very good. How about you?
I'm not doing good at all. I'm in a bad mood.
What's going on?
I'm in a bad mood.
I've been
cursing a lot of women today.
You have a card?
Hello?
Okay.
What do you mean? I don't have a card. What do you mean? Do I have to show papers?
Well, no. Did you want information on the YMCA?
Yeah, on the bathroom specifically. That's where I'm going to be spending most of my time, in the shower, in the bathroom.
Okay. The best thing to do, if you could come in, we can give you a tour.
Of the bathroom?
Show you around.
What time is best? When is there the most men in the shower?
That I can't really say, sir.
Oh, because... When's the most women in the shower? Because I'm going to drill a hole in the wall. So I could see while I'm in my shower, you know? Do the men shower...
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again?
I'd rather not. Can I see a plan, like a layout? I want to see where I can drill a hole in the men's shower to look into the women's shower. And also, is there an electric plug in there? Hello?
Yes, hello, sir.
Yeah, do you have electric outlets in your shower or your bathroom? Because I need to drill a hole in there.
Well, you know, given the hazards of, you know, water being conducted by electricity, I mean, I don't think that'd be pretty safe. I mean, well, what is it you're trying to do, sir?
Well, you don't have one for me to plug in a razor to shave my pubic hair or anything like that?
We do, but I mean, I don't know why you want to do that here. I mean, you can probably do that in the comfort of your own home. Wouldn't you think that'd be better?
No.
No?
Okay. No. Well, I'm asking if that's possible, because then that's what I'm going to... I have a big orange extension cord. You know those big orange ones? Bring it down, and I'm going to drill a hole in between the bathroom partitions, and I'm going to drill a hole in the shower wall so I could look into where the girls are showering, you know?
Oh, okay.
All yeah. Right. I'm a college student. That's what we do, you know. You know those zany '80s college movies.
What? You know what? Here, I got a good idea. You
I don't know what. I don't know what.
With psychiatrist. I mean, he's really good. He can probably fix you up.
Yeah. Is it the guy that turned you straight, supposedly?
No. I mean, I've been straight my entire life.
Yeah. You do know this is the Young Men's Christian Association, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. I was saying, what are you doing there?
What am I doing here, sir? I work here.
Oh, here's Mr. Baz, who's going to masturbate with me in the shower.
No,
Baz.
No, here's the thing. See, I'm
yes, I'm going to join him, and we're going to engage in masturbation in the shower while we look through the holes that we drilled.
You can talk and say anything you want, but you still...
Yeah, I can't hear you, dude.
Speak up. Really, can you speak the fuck up?
I'm actually really... I'm concerned about you. Like, literally, right now.
Okay,
I'm so concerned about your health and well-being. I think you need mental health.
I'm drinking. Yeah, I'm drinking, too.
Oh. I just went for you to hang up.
And we're doing lots of hard drugs, too.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Weird drugs.
Yeah, well, awesome. You got your life. You got your life whole ahead of you. I'm pretty sure you'll succeed in life. You're going places.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. It's great.
Do you think I'm a good entertainer?
No, not really.
No, you don't think I do a good job?
We're going to perform in the shower room.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up.
I thought you said you were going to wait until we hung up. I thought you said you were going to wait.
Well, see, because I'm a responsible individual and I got work to do, unlike you. Just sitting on your ass not doing anything?
I'm on workers' comp. Okay, I'm on workers' comp, actually. It's their fault that I'm not working. You know what I mean?
Okay, then.
So don't start with me, because I know my rights, and I'm in the union, and I'm not doing anything wrong. Okay?
Not doing anything wrong.
I'm not doing anything wrong by sitting here on my ass.
Gonna hang up.
Because they pay me to do it, motherfucker. Yeah, right. Son of a bitch. God, I get real upset when they say that.
What if he's going to go pray for you guys?
Good, let him pray. Let him pray. Asthmatic stripper, don't forget. Gracias mucho.
No fucking money. I'm so broke. I thought I was all ready to get a ticket because I'm holding my phone.
Oh shit. Don't do that, Baz.
White goes in the other way. Somebody else over.
You need Bluetooth like me, man. Bluetooth, man. Because I'm such a loser. I got a dick in my face.
How can I help you?
Yeah, is there a woman I can talk to?
There is, but I'm not going to hand it over to you.
Why?
Goodbye.
No.
Dude, get a life. Bye.
No. Get a life. Dude, get a life. Dude. Piercing gaze, eyes glazed, clown tears falling in the flower vase. Drink the tears all up, it's a teardrop cup. Add the vodka and soda, disappear like Yoda. Rapping on the mic to tell the world I'm a loser. Sipping wine cooler, still they throw me out of. Okay, where were we? Rapping on the mic to tell the world Yuma, I'm a loser. That's right. Ooh, a meat market, let's see if they're open. Let's get some meat. Rapping on the mic to tell
the world I'm a loser. BRB for me.
Do what now? Do what now? Dinosaurs, a brontosaurus, that is the chorus.
Ready to market?
Hey, asshole, how are you?
Hey?
Yeah, motherfucker, how you doing, buddy?
¿Quién habla?
Oh, Juan.
¿Qué onda?
Ah, aculo.
¿Cuál Juan, güey?
Aculo, aculo.
Juan Angulo.
Aculo, aculo.
Pendejo.
¿Sabes aculo, maricón?
¿Qué traes tú, cabrón?
Yeah, tu madre, cabrón. ¿Qué onda, güey? What a stupid thing to say, güey. God, güey. It's all about neon. God, you got a loud car, Baz. What's wrong with it? I gotta get the timing belt fixed. Jesus. Oh, damn.
It's 3D Market.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
I have to make an order. One meat.
Hey, we are going live now, buddy.
10-4. All right, no problem. Everyone listen to Matt now. Mixer.com / Party Time Machines. Party Time Show.
Hey.
All right, bye. Yeah. Well, the link's in the chat. We'll end this call. Bye, Mr. Mexican, and bye, Miss Mexican Neon, and Big Baz. Bye, motherfucker. All right, I'm done, and in a little bit after I eat some food, I'll join Matt. Okay? Bye, guys. See you later. I don't have any outro music because I'm a stupid. Okay, bye.
Kiki. Kiki. off your bed. You're sleeping. Let's go. You don't want this. Ready?
Yep.
Oh, you have a little indentation from the glasses that you fell asleep with on your face. I love you.